Wintry Wednesday. There's that word again. February 18th, got some snow, some sleet, and 33 degrees. What do we got going on? But hey, this is going to warm you up. Been talking about this 14th annual Purple Power fundraiser, my friends, coming up Thursday, February 26th. Ashley and Alicia from Someplace Safe to talk to me more about it. Ladies, good morning. Thank you both for coming in. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
Get up close to that thing because we got to hear you. Well, 14th annual Purple Power. Number one, when you sent me this flyer, I'm going, I can't believe it's been going on. You know, you've done this for 14 years now.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
And
it doesn't seem like we've been doing it that long.
No, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I know every year you come in and you say, I don't know how we're going to top it, but you always do. Well, tell us about this again coming up Thursday, a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow, we're going to be decking out the Wahpeton Event Center in purple again. Lots of purple, lots of purses. And we'll bring back those crowd favorites, our purse auction, our dollar auction, our gigantic silent auction, of which so many local businesses have donated to. It's pretty incredible. We have Mexican food. We have a dessert spread sponsored by the Zonta Club. They're just wonderful to us. And, of course, margaritas. So we're pretty ready for everyone.
Everybody's ear perks up going, oh, yep. Okay, now you got
Huckleberry margaritas, I guess.
What is a huckleberry margarita?
Oh, it's a purple margarita.
Well, okay. Geez, do I even have to ask?
They're very sweet.
Anyway, let's back up. How's everything been at Someplace Safe? How's everything been going? Everything good over there? Step on up, Alicia.
It's been good. It's been busy.
All right.
It's been good over there.
And again, kudos to the phenomenal work that you guys do over there.
Thank you.
An asset to our community. Tell me a little bit more about Purple Power, Alicia. In particular, where people can pick up tickets. You got businesses helping you out here.
We absolutely do. Tickets can be picked up at Breckenridge Drug, okay. Heritage Hallmark, Tangled Hair Studio, and at the Someplace Safe office. And you can also purchase tickets on our website.
Okay.
On the Facebook page.
So several ways to do that. And how much are tickets too? Did I miss that? They're $40.
$40.
Yep. And again, that's for everything. That's for the whole night. That's for your food. And does that include beverages too, or is that separate?
No, it's cash bar.
Oh, cash bar. See,
yep.
You well for a huckleberry margarita. I mean, I'd be all over that too. And again, proceeds from this and all the money goes back into Someplace Safe to help you guys do what you do over there. Now, is this like your biggest fundraiser of the year?
Oh, by far, yeah.
Okay.
We also host our chili feed every fall over at the Breck Senior Center, and that it has very, very good attendance too. We have fun with that. But this is by and large our biggest fundraiser of the year and raises those critical funds we need. And I'm not sure if I've mentioned on air before, Bill, but we have to raise about 40% of the costs of keeping our office going.
Wow.
So it's a
40%.
Yeah, it's a big number. And, you know, just with the way state and federal budgets are right now, it's really critical that we meet and even exceed that number just with what's going on and all the uncertainties. So it's a very important fundraiser for us, more so this year as compared to other years.
Let's talk a little bit, for people that don't know, about Someplace Safe. Kind of give us an overview of what you do over there, Ashley.
Sure. We provide crime victim services, and that's to victims and survivors of crime, things like domestic violence, sexual assault, and other things that maybe you don't think of so commonly that happen in our area, human trafficking, labor trafficking, and then things like even for youth survivors, bullying, harassment, online crimes, cyberbullying, all kinds of stuff that, you know, happens to people and they might need someone to talk to. Talk about legal options. We put people in safe housing. We provide them with resources like cell phones and gas and food and those critical essentials to kind of help them recover and move on and find safety.
Miracle workers. That's what I think you are. That's what you are over there at Someplace Safe. How many people do you have on staff over there, Ashley?
There are four of us.
Okay.
We have myself, Alicia here. We have Joe, who would be Alicia's supervisor, and she actually supervises all the advocates in our 9-county area. And then we have Arlene. She's my assistant. She's 85 years old.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, yeah, she works Thursdays.
Well, that's inspiration.
Yeah. She's more tech savvy than all of us.
Yes, she is.
She's kind of the office wizard. If anything breaks, it's Arlene's problem.
Wow.
Yeah, she's that, great.
See, that's inspirational right there.
Yeah, so, we love her. She's been around forever.
Good stuff. 14th annual Purple Power fundraiser. It's going on next Thursday, February 26th. Get that on your calendar, folks. Wapton Events Center. Doors open at 5:30. Anything else you want to add, either one of you, before we wrap it up?
We have a really good selection this year. So if anyone wants a purse preview, if you haven't seen it this year yet, hop on our Facebook page. We have videos and pictures, all kinds of little posts to show people what we have this year. Really nice stuff with new things coming in every day. So we're excited.
Love it. And I'm going to keep talking about this. And listen, folks, if you missed any of this conversation, it will be up on our website. We'll podcast that early this afternoon. Thank you both for coming in. And again, thank you so much for all the work you do. And again, what an asset to the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a great event. 14th annual Purple Power fundraiser. One more time, Thursday, February 26th at the Wapton Events Center. It's 9:46. Good morning. You know my old car needs washing.